Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now about to begin the study of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Masechet Avodah Zarah is found in Seder Nezikin, chiefly or evidently because it is the primary focus, if you think about it, in Masechet Sanhedrin, of those crimes for which there is a liability of death, in addition to which takes the most intricate awareness, because one has to become fully familiar with pagan customs in order to know what constitutes Ov, Yidoni, Kishuv, etc., etc. One interesting piece, which I just noted in the handout sheet, is that even though the laws of Avodah Zarah as presented in the Torah are addressed chiefly to the pagan reality of the times of the Tanakh, most of the laws formulated in the Mishnah relate, of course, to the Hellenistic and Roman world of paganism, Masach has to be viewed through that lens. The first of the five Prakim, the Fnei Edehen, presents us at the beginning with a law about avoiding business contacts with pagans for 3 days before and after their special holidays, which of course means that we have to know their calendar as well, which we'll get to in about seven or so podcasts. In the meantime, we'll begin with the first Mishnah, and this and the next session will be devoted to Divrei Agadah, which serve as an interesting introduction to the Masechet as they focus on an eschatology and a vision of the end of days, and how that plays out in our relationship with the pagan nations. Lifnei Eid Dehen Shalov De Kochavim Shlosha Yamim. So before the Eid. Now Eid, Aleph Yod Dalid here perhaps means their days of falling, as we will see in the Gemara. Asur Laseit V'Latet Imahem. In the Gemara we will see another version of the Mishnah with the word Eid spelled with an ayin. But in any case, for 3 days beforehand, asur laseit velateit imahem, not allowed to sell or buy, lashilan velishol mehen, to lend or to borrow, this is items, lahalvotan ulahalvot mehen, lahalvot mehen, to lend or to borrow money, lefaran velifra mehen, to pay them back or to even collect payment from them for a loan. Rabbi Yehuda omer nifrain mehen, he said, no, you are allowed to collect a loan, mnei shemetzar hulo, he's unhappy about it. Even though on the spot he'll be unhappy that you're collecting from him, he afterwards is happy that he's finished with the debt. Now the whole issue, although we will get to this in a couple of sessions in the Gemara, the whole issue at play here is whether we are indirectly causing praise to the pagan worship, because the fellow's going to come and say, oh, the great deal that I made is because either I just worshipped and I was blessed by this god, or else he's going to come and give thanks to that god as a result of the business deal that he made. And that's the concern, but we won't get into the nuts and bolts of it for a little while. Rav Shmuel, Chad Tani Edehen v'Chad Tani Redehen. So Rav and Shmuel had different Tanaim in their Beit Midrash, teaching the Mishnah one with an Aleph, one with an Ayin. That indicates, by the way, that in Bavel they did pronounce the Ayin differently, because These are taught orally. Mandatani Edehen lo mishtabish, or Mandatani Edehen lo mishtabish. There is ample support for each position. Mandatani Edehen lo mishtabish. The one who teaches it with an aleph could be correct. Tichtiv ki karov yom edam. In Parshat Hazino it says the day of their aid, meaning the day of their falling, is coming close. Mandatani Edehen lo mishtabish, lo Edehen from the perspective of a day of testimony. In this passage that we're going to look at several times in Sefer Yeshaya about the gathering of the nations at the end of days, they will bring their witnesses and be justified. So why did one prefer the other? Why did he prefer aid with an aleph? Because I'd rather mention the falling of these people. The one who said with an ayin, why didn't he like the falling? What caused their falling? The testimony that they testified about themselves, that in this world they were bad to Israel, they didn't worship God, etc. Hilkach edut adifa. Therefore, he prefers the ayin. Now, but wait a second. That passage, they will bring their testimony and be justified, is not referring to to the pagans. Rather, it's referring to Yisrael. Yisrael k'tiv. D'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol mitzvot sheYisrael osin ba'olam hazeh, all the mitzvot that Bnei Yisrael do in this world, ba'ot me'idot lahem le'olam haba, they come and testify on their behalf in the world to come, shenemar, yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku, their witnesses will be brought, or they will bring their witnesses, and will justify them. This is in the gathering at the end of days before God. Elu Yisrael, Yishmo'u v'yamru emet, they will listen and say, that's true, Elu avdei kochavim. So the second part, that second phrase, that's referring to the pagans who will have to admit that they, that the Jews were right. Ala amar Rav Huna b'reidu of Yeshua, so rather read Eidehem from here, Mandem Eidehem mihacha, Yotzrei fesel kulam tohu v'chamudehem bal yo'ilu v'eidehem hema. They are their witnesses, these are the now referring to the idols that they make. Okay, and that's the end of that piece. Now, Darsh Chon Rav Chanin Rav Papa, V'itheim Rav Simloi. Simloi, famous Darshan from Eretz Yisrael, Atid Lavo Mavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menichol B'chaiko. In the future, one of the end of days images is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah and put it in his arms. V'omer L'misha Asak B'yavo V'yitol Scharo. Anybody who was involved and engaged in this will come and collect a reward. Miyad Mitkabtzinu Va'in Ovdei Kochavim Bi'ir Buvya. All of the pagan nations will come in big mishmash. And Amar, Kol Agayim Nikbetzu Yachtav. Again, our pasuk. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Tikansu Lefanai Beruvuvya. Don't come before me in that sort of confused way. Ela, Tikanes Kol Uma V'Uma V'Sofreha. Let each nation come with its own scribe. Shinemar, V'Yasfu Le'umim. In the same pasuk. And what's a la'om? Ein la'om ela malchut. That's a kingdom. Shinemar, U'la'om mil'om yamatz. And the prophecy about Yaakov and Esav. Wait a second, you said that they all came in a big mishmash. Since when does that happen at all? In other words, he separated them so that each nation should be judged separately. So every nation should hear how Hashem rebukes the nation before them, and perhaps they'll rethink how they're going to present their position. So now, well, how does it play out? Miad nichnasa lefanav malchut Rom mitchila. So who's going to be the first nation to come in and be judged? It'll be Rome. My time, why Rome? Mishum de Chashiva, because they're the most important one in the world at that time. Umanalan de Chashiva. I have to remember, Chazal imagined the current reality of Rome as remaining through pre-Messianic times until Mashiach would come. Umanalan de Chashiva. How do we know that they're so important? Dichtiv, atochal kol ara utadushine utadukine. That they, in Daniel's vision, they will eat up the whole world and spit it out, which means that this is a reference now to Rome. That's the head kingdom. Amar Biyochanan zu Romi chayevet shetivayin yatsa b'chol haolam. Its word, its image has gone out throughout the world. Umanalan demand chashiv ayel bereisha. How do we know that the most important one goes in first into judgment? Kerov chista, rov chista, melech v'tzibur, melech nisna enchas techila l'din. If you have a king or a community that has to go into din, the king goes in first. Shinemar. La'asot mishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael, v'yom v'yomo, in Shlomo's tefillah. First, the law of his servant, and then his nation. Time am I, why? Bait ema, for one possible reason, is lav orchara lemeitav malka me'abra. It's not nice for the king to sit outside. Bait ema, the other possibility is, mekam delefu sharonaf, before God's anger really gets big. So, Marla Makarosh Baruch Hu. So now, here's the conversation that will take place with the Romans. B'maya saktam, what did you do in this world? We made a lot of marketplaces. We made bathhouses. We made lots of gold and silver. And this, of course, is a ridiculous statement. This is what they're going to say. We did it all for Am Yisrael, that they should be able to study the Torah while we got the material world around them. Amar la Makadosh Baruch Hu, Shaltim Shabalam, you fools. Komash Asitam, you fools, as if you think you could fool me. Komash Asitam, Atzorach Atzmachem Asitam, you did it all for your own self-glorification. This, of course, reminds us of the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon about the Romans. In Shabbat, Daflamin Aleph, Uvetikantim Shvakim Hoshiva Henzonot, you set up marketplaces in order to put prostitutes there and seduce people. Merchet Sa'od La'den Behem Atzmam. Atzmachem, you set up bathhouses in order to go beautify yourselves. Kesef Zahav, Shalihu, the gold all belongs to me. Shinemar, Liya Kesef Liya Zahav, Numa Adonai's fault. Kum Yesh Bachem, Amagid Hazot, do you have anybody who can perhaps present an argument? And that's based on the next passage of the Pasuk, Mivachem Yagid Zot, Vein Zot Ela Torah, meaning Shemor Zot HaTorah Shesam Moshe. Do you have anybody among you who can speak Torah? What happens? Miyad Yatzu Pachei Nefesh. So Rome's going to walk out very, very disappointed. Yatzal Machut Rome, even Chesam Machut Paras. The Parthians will come in next. Hachara, my time, the Chashiv Matra, because they're second in line and being important in the world. Umanal, and how do we know? Dichtiv, Arucheva Achare Tanina Dam Yeladov. After this comes the second animal. This is in Daniel's vision, which is like a bear. Vetani Rav Yosef, who's that? Elu Parsim. These are Parthians. Shochlin v'shotin kedov. They eat and drink like a bear. Musuvalin basar kedov. They're fat like a bear. Umgalin sear kedov. They're hairy like a bear. Ve'in lahem menucha kedov. They get no rest like a bear. Amar lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu maya saktam. So he'll ask them, what did you involve yourself with? Amru minu from shalom. And they say basically the same thing. Harbeng Sharim Gasharna, we made lots of bridges. Hare, of course, in Persia with the rivers. In Babylonia, you need the bridges. Harbeng Krachim Kavashnu, we conquered lots of cities. Harbeng Milchamot Asinu, this is also, of course, true. We did lots of war. Hulamo Asinu Mishvil Yisrael, Kadesh Taskuba Torah, same argument. Same argument. You did it for yourselves. Tikantam Shrem, they told Mahem Meches, you set up bridges in order to take taxes from people who would go over in tolls. Krachim lasud behem anagaria, you took cities in order to draft the conscript the people into the civil service. Machamota niyasita, the wars, they're mine. Just like previously, the gold and silver here, the wars are mine. Shnemar Adonai ish machama. Kumesh bachem magid zot, again, shnemar mi bachem yagid zot, vein zot ala torah, shnemar vizot ala torah, shasam moshe, miyad yatsu milfanam fachay nefesh. They also leave disappointed and angry. After all, the whole setup here was so that each nation should hear what the other nation says and what the response is. And once the Persians saw that the Romans got that kind of response and their argument didn't help at all, my time, Ma'ila. So why'd they bring the same argument in? Amri in hu satri Beit HaMikdash. They said, sure, because the Romans destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. Anan baninan. We, on the other hand, built it. Of course, we built the one that they ended up later destroying. It was a play with time here. The Parthians are not necessarily the same as the Medes and the Persians of Cyrus's time, but nonetheless, v'chein l'chol uma v'uma. This happens with every nation. So how come every nation that sees the nation before them unsuccessful with these made-up arguments, by time Ali, why do they go in at all? Savri hanech ishtabidu hu v'Yisrael. They think, well, these people enslaved Yisrael. They oppressed them. V'ana moshibanu v'Yisrael. We didn't. So maybe we'll have a better break. So my shnahani de chashivi, you my shnahani de lo chashivi lehu. Why are these two important and they're mentioned here, and the others are not mentioned? Mishum dehanach mishmashchi malchatayu adat mishicha, because their kingdoms will last until Mashiach comes. Amrim lefanav Roshalom klum natata lanu v'lo kibalnuha. Did you give us the Torah that we didn't accept it? We didn't get a chance. How can you say that? In the introduction of Berkat Moshe, Uchtiv, in the famous parallel phrase in Tefillat Chavakuk, Eloha Miteman Yavo, my Ba'i B'Sayir, my Ba'i B'Paran, what's God doing in Teman and Sayir and all these places in the desert? This is an expansion of a Tanaitic Midrash that Hashem first offered the Torah to Avraham's family, to Ammon, Moab, to Yishmael, and to Esav, and then Rabbi Yochanan expands it that he brought it to every nation, and they didn't accept it. Ad Shabbat Yitzli Yisrael v'kibluah, until they brought it to Yisrael, and they accepted it. Meaning everybody had the chance. Halahachi Amri, this is what they're going to say. Klum kibal nuah v'lokim makiam nuah. We didn't accept it, but we're better than Yisrael, who accepted it and didn't fulfill it. V'aldoat v'artahun, that's what's going to break them. That's their aid. Amai lo kibal tuah, why didn't you accept it? You didn't give us a chance. With Bnei Yisrael, you held the mountain over them like a pot. And of course they accepted it. You didn't give us that chance. The famous midrash about the mountain. He said, so let's hear what the early ones will say, Shenemar Rishonot Yashmiyunu, meaning, let's listen to what you did with the first mitzvot you got. Shev mitzvot shekibalta mechan kiyamtem. You got seven mitzvot, you accepted them. What happened to those? Manalim to lokimum. How do we know that the nations did not fulfill the seven mitzvot? The Tanya Rav Yosef, Amad vayimodid eretz ra'am vayater goyim. Pasuk in Chavakuk. What does that mean? My Ra'ah, what is it that he saw and he let the nations loose? Ra'asha mitzvot shekiblo alayhem v'lo b'nei noach v'lo kimum. He saw the seven mitzvot that they accepted and did not fulfill. Kevan shelo kimum amad v'hitiran lahen. Once he saw they didn't fulfill it, he immediately permitted them. It guri. It doesn't make any sense. Kemasinu choten iskar. So they're gaining from sinning by suddenly having these mitzvot released. So Amar Brei de Ravina, Lamar Sha'afa Pisha Mekaiminotan. What did he do? He said, even now when they do fulfill it, in Mekabin Olayim Schar. In other words, he still expects them to do them, but he's now not going to consider them commanded. And therefore, if they do fulfill them, they don't get as big of a sechar. How do we know that even if a non-Jew studies Torah, is as great as a Kohen Gadol? That if any person engages in the words of Torah, he lives by them. Meaning that anybody will gain reward from being involved in Torah. They won't get a reward like someone who's commanded, rather like someone who is not commanded. The Amar of Chanina, the famous sugi in Kiddushin, never several other places. Gadol hamitzuvev yosev yotem misheino mitzuvev yosev. Greater is the reward of somebody who's commanded and does it than one who does it voluntarily. So that's what Vayeter Goyim. So they did have the Shev Mitzvot. Elakach omrim hovdei kochavim v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what they're going to say. Rosh Olam Yisrael shekiblua hichan kimua. So you're coming down on us because we didn't fulfill it. Since when did Bnei Yisrael fulfill their Mitzvot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani me'id b'hem shekimua ta Torah kula. I will testify that they kept the Torah. Since when can a father testify for his son? You said that Yisrael is your own son. He says, I accept your argument. Let the heavens and earth testify that they fulfilled the mitzvot. They have a negiah here, meaning that they have a vested interest in the way that this testimony will play out, because Shemar imlo b'ti shemaim yomim v'layla chukot shemaim v'aretz lo samti. In Yirmiyahu, we read that Hashem says that if it weren't for keeping my brit day and night, the laws of heaven and earth I wouldn't keep. Meaning that the heavens and earth are afraid that if Am Yisrael really is faulty, then they'll be finished. Now, just as a tangent on this, Vayir Vayvoki Yom Hashishi, as opposed to Yom Revi Yom Chamishi. In creation, Malamechi Nakodesh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereshit Vamar Im Yisrael Mekablin Ta Toratim Mutav. Hashishi is a reference to Hashishi B'Sivan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with creation that if Am Yisrael accepts the Torah on the 6th of Sivan, fine. If not, I'm going to revert all of creation back. Right, and that's what we heard Din, you said Din from Shemaim, and the land became fearful and quiet. If she's afraid, why quiet? And it's vice versa. First she was afraid, and then she was quiet. So, in other words, the heavens and earth can't testify. Back to the argument. You yourselves are going to come and testify. I'm going to bring non-Jews who try to hurt Yisrael to testify that they were loyal. Yavo Nimrod. I'm going to have Nimrod come and testify that Avraham allowed himself to be thrown into the fire rather than worship Avodah Zarah. Lavan's going to come testify that Yaakov was free from any suspicion of theft. Mrs. Potiphar will come and testify that Yosef did not fall to her seduction. And Nebuchadnezzar will come and testify about those three young men that they did not bow down. This is interesting. And perhaps Elihu ben Berechel, Habuzi. These are Iyov's three or four dialogue buddies. Right? Shenemar yitnu edehem v'itztaku. Oh, so now the Edehem are the non-Jews themselves who are coming to testify that the Jews really were loyal. So we've come full circle in this Agadah. So Amru Lefanu Rishalam. Tna lanu mirosh v'nasena. So they said, okay, give us a chance. Now that we see, give us a chance. Amar lanu kodesh baruch hu shotim shebaolam mishtarach be'erev shabbat yochal b'shabbat. Somebody who works on erev shabbat and puts food together will have what to eat on shabbat. Mishalo tarach be'erev shabbat meichan yochal b'shabbat. If he doesn't work on erev shabbat to prepare his food, what's he going to eat from on shabbat? Meaning, you didn't prepare yourselves in this world, so you don't have any schar. Nonetheless, you know what? I'll give you a chance. I have a very easy mitzvah. It's called sukkah. Go do sukkot. Since when can you give this opportunity? Why does the Torah say these are the mitzvot that I command you today? Meaning, hayom lasotam v'lo lemachar lasotam. You do them in this world, not in the world to come. Hayom lasotam v'lo hayom lekabel letoschar, and today you do them not to get the reward. Meaning, in this world is the action, in the world to come, which is what we're describing, is the reward. Elosh and Hakadosh Baruch Hu babi truniyam briyotav, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu never puts a burden that's too hard on his creatures, which means they want another chance. He gives them another chance. V'may karu le mitzvah kala. So why do mitzvah kala? Why does he call sukkah mitzvah kala? Shum delay bechisaron kis, because you need to live somewhere, and so you build a hut, you live there. So miyad kol achad v'chad notel v'holech v'oses sukkah v'rosh gago. Everybody then would go out, all of these non-Jews would go out in this vision, in this image of what will happen, and put a sukkah on their roof. V'akodesh baruch hu makadir aleim chamaki b'tkufat tamuz. And then HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to make it very hot, like the heat of the summer. V'chol achad v'chad m'va'it b'sukkah tov v'yotzei. Everyone's going to kick their sukkah down and leave. Shenemar, ninatka et mosrotemo, v'nashlicha m'menu avotemo. This passage from Tehillim Bet, which is a vision of an end-of-days judgment of the nations, they say, let's throw off this burden and we'll throw down, we'll get rid of his chains. Makdir v'amar t'en HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'ab m'tunayim b'yotav, but we say HaKodesh Baruch Hu never gives them a challenge they can't meet. So why is he giving them such a hot sun? The answer is Mishum Yisrael Nami Ibeina Demashchalahut Kufatamuz Ad Chagav Ahavilut Sara. Sometimes Am Yisrael has a problem like that. This is not unusual. It happens that Sukkot can sometimes be very, very hot. I Vamar Rava Mitzar Patur Min Sukkah. I, but Rava said if you're Mitzayir in the Sukkah, you're Patur, which means they're okay to leave the Sukkah. They're fulfilling the mitzvah properly, if not sitting in there when it's too hot. The answer is Nihi the Patur, you're right, you might be exempt, Be'uti Mimati, but Am Yisrael never would kick the sukkah down just because it's too hot. They would be sad that they had to leave. Miyad, so what happens next? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Alei, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and laughs at them. Shenamar, picking up in that passage in Tehillim Bet, Yoshev Hashemai Mischak Adonai Yilag Lamo, God who sits in the heavens, laughs, and ridicules them. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Schok Levin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Toyim Bovad. That is the day, real day of laughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop in the middle of the Sagada and pick up on another version of this statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, which will lead us into a continuation of the Agadic path that introduces us to Masachat Avodah Zarah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.